off the Poofed Blades and Body Art. Hey ladies, go to nerddom. This week we are discussing all things comics and comic books and there in between. I am your lovely host as ever, Becca, joined always by the wonderful
Becky. Hello.
I think that's the first introduction I have done without cocking it up, proving that 13 is a good number for me.
Yes.
So
you were so close last week, but then you said bloobs.
Yes, I fucked up the word boobs. I said bloobs. Because I don't have to say that word very often.
Oh, that made me giggle when I was listening back on it.
Oh, that's good. I'm pleased that you we spark joy for you, and my various cock-ups spark joy for you. But yes, we are talking all things comics.
Yes.
We've been organised today and both got out a load of various comics that we read. I actually had to be good and not get out too many.
I will say, actually, we're not talking about all things comics. We're just kind of like doing a brief overview of comics.
We are not doing deep dives into comic book lore. We are not going to be debating the nuances of who's the Joker. We are going to be talking about comic books we like, reading comic books, what is our preferred way of reading, all things like that.
Yeah.
If you want a lore one, let us know, and it will probably never happen, but yeah, sure.
Cannot read the comics because we don't care about anyone. But we do have
I don't want to do spoilers, so I don't want to spoil comics that I enjoy if I know someone else hasn't read them.
Yeah.
So this will be spoiler-free, because any comics that I want to recommend to people, I don't want to tell them how it ends or the big twist.
No.
So if you're expecting spoilers, read the comics.
Yeah.
But we thought we would start at the very beginning, for it is a very good place to start. And we'll talk about like the first kind of comics we read.
Mm-hmm.
What we started out in, things like that. So yours is fun because I do excuse the dogs. A person who lived here has come home, and therefore that is the worst thing that can happen. You have kind of a two-step comic getting into, because I've been a comic reader since I was a kid. I used to go and get my little brown paper bag with like four comics in it, and more than once I had that thrown at my head. But you did it as a little bit for a kid, and then you got more into it as an adult, which is awesome.
Yes. So, because when I was a kid, I was bullied relentlessly for being a nerd. So I kind of just dropped all things nerdy until I was a little bit older and I could be myself, and I was proud to be myself.
I was just stubborn.
Yeah. Like, I think when I was a kid, the comics that I like mostly focused on were like the Marvel DC comics, because that's kind of what you always found in the library, and that was like my
they were the big heavy hitters. Like, if you say Marvel DC, everyone knows what you're talking about. You know, you can get some people who will know who Vertigo are, some people who will know who Dark Horse are, Image, who the people know, and then you get on to other ones like IDW, Oni, things like that, people won't know.
My library was pretty small, so mostly what they had was Marvel and DC, so that's what I read, and they were okay. But then,
did you have a superhero you liked?
Not that I can remember. The problem is, a lot of the superheroes that I liked when I was a kid has probably been like overshadowed as I've grown up anyway, and I now prefer the superheroes that I'm reading as an adult.
No, that makes perfect. I mean, I will fully admit that my taste in superheroes changed from when I was a kid to now. I think there's only one superhero that has stuck through the whole thing, and that is Spider-Man.
Yes, Spider-Man is cool. But I think it's the way that you, like, perceive them as well, because when you're a kid and you're learning about the world and the things like that, you know, you look at somebody like Superman. This is not at all where we started with this conversation, but I'm going to make the point anyway. You know, you
Superman's
look at...
the best example, though.
Yeah,
he's because... one that you love as a kid, and then you grow up and you kind of go, well, he's untouchable. I like, because I love an anti-hero, especially now. I love a good anti-hero.
Exactly.
I want someone with flaws.
Yes.
And Superman, they have to artificially write them in to write them back out again. The amount of one-off superpowers that man has had has been ridiculous.
Yes. So yeah, like I think a lot of kids have that Superman is so great because he's so perfect. And then when you grow up, you're like, actually, he's a bit of a knob because he is so perfect. Like That's, nobody I wants that in their life because nobody else's life is like that.
Batman's a really good one for that.
Oh my God.
Everyone who's like, I want to be Batman. And it's like, okay, you know, he's a billionaire and his parents are dead. Oh yeah, but I could totally be Batman. Okay, where are your parents? Let's get you started.
Yeah.
I hope you're going to make some money really quickly. Batman is also not a healthy, well-rounded person.
No.
So,
he's got quite a few issues.
He's got one or two. He's really dealing with the death of his parents well.
Yeah, at least Iron Man owns it, you know? He's like, yeah, I've got issues, but I'm going to just do what I want anyway. And
well, that's the thing, because they are one and the same. They are mimicking one another. One is dealing... Well, he's still horribly flawed human, but he admits he's a horribly flawed human, whereas Batman kind of doesn't.
Yeah, and he's just like, Albert very will much take
turning
care
into
of
us
it.
Ragging on DC. Yeah, sorry, no. DC, you're not my preferred. That will become obvious, but we will talk about Marvel versus DC. Okay, so when you got back into comics, take this back. Look at me bringing the tangent to an end. It's because it's 13. It's just a good number for me. When you got back into comics then, what were like some of the first things you picked up or had recommended to you?
They were actually all by you, funnily enough.
Well, I am in no way a comic enabler.
No, definitely not. But like the first one, and the one that's like properly stuck with me, because I think it's just so bloody weird but so good at the same time, has to be Saga.
Yes, look at that. She's not looking, but I actually held it up just before you said it. I was like, wait, I can do this. I know exactly which one you're gonna say.
I was gonna see if I had notes written down somewhere, because sometimes I do.
I freaking love this comic.
But yeah, definitely a good
it's
comic.
It's not one that you would say is particularly feel good, given that it's all set during like war, there's a lot of death.
Yeah, but then there are some like feel good bits.
That's the thing, it's got snippets, it's got feel good moments.
Yeah.
God, Sextillion. Yeah, you want terrifying lady heads on bodies. Sorry, hot bodies on legs. The heads, look at that. Yeah. Weird. I will definitely have to put up some snippets from this. I recommend it. Again, this is comic that I very easily recommend to people.
Mm-hmm.
Providing you like a bit of like fantasy nutsness.
Yeah.
Anyone who's read like Why the Last Man as well, this is from the same person, whose name is Brian Vaughan. It says it on the front here. This is
Excellent.
Helpful. Good thing I'm holding this, otherwise that would have really... I like that I've remembered what else he's written, but not remembered what...
His name.
What his name is. I'm a genius. I would highly recommend Saga. It's adorable. And clearly got Becky back into comics.
Yeah, so see?
So I'm going to enable everyone
and
tell you all to read Saga.
Sounds good to me. So what was your, like, first comic? Can you remember your first comic?
I wouldn't be able to tell you exactly which like issue it was, but I do remember the first comic book, like the person it was, and it is definitely not something I should have been reading at the young age I was, but it was courtesy of my uncle. He gave me a whole bunch of comics, and it was Punisher. And anyone who knows me knows that guy has stuck with me. I loved the Punisher. I still love the Punisher. He was the first person I came across. He's a horribly flawed person. He had his family die, and now he goes around murdering people.
To be fair, his family didn't just die.
I also had Max. I re-got that not too long ago. That one's really cool. You've got one where he's set in Nam, and it's awesome. And it was just... He was so different, because I kind of knew about superheroes, and Superman is always the one I saw. And I was kind of like, even as a kid, I was like, okay, he's kind of cool, because he can fly, and he's got lasers, and but I didn't like him that much. I was like, I'm good with Superman, but I want someone else. And so the first comic I properly remember reading was a Punisher one, and he's just kicking the shit out of people. I was like, this is awesome. And from there, my love flourished. I did go back and read some Superman. I never really completely got on. I really enjoyed The Death of Superman.
Oh, really?
Which, I know, doesn't... It sounds like it shouldn't... okay, it does actually sound like I should 100% love The Death of Superman because... Yes. It's about him being dead. But it's not because it's Superman and of course, he comes back.
Of course, because Superman can't die.
But I definitely always was drawn to the Marvel characters more so. Like, I then developed a huge love of Spider-Man. Mm. I fell in love with Wolverine and the X-Men. I loved Nightcrawler. Nightcrawler is still my favourite. also Scarlet Witch. I fell in love with her.
Oh, God, yes.
Right?
Yep.
She's awesome.
House
of M and Secret War. Just saying. If you want some good, I can recommend you some good ones. Also, Doctor Strange. I fell in love with him.
Mm.
I definitely was drawn to quite the side of the magic, which linked into everything.
Yeah.
And then, like, so I was very much reading the same thing for a little while. Probably when I got to my teens, I fell hard in love with Image Comics.
Mm.
And yeah, we can talk about my love for Image Comics later.
Yes. But
definitely, yeah, it was the Punisher. I mean, I actually have a Punisher set here as well.
This Excellent.
Is Punisher. My love for Punisher is not going away. This is a fucking fantastic one as well. this is Punisher Noir. Anyone who loves the Punisher should definitely read this. This took me a fucking age to get my hands on in English, and actually a friend had to get it for me. Because he found it in English and I was so happy. Like, to the point I actually like spent the first hour I owned this just cuddling it. Because I'm that sad when it comes to comics.
It's the best way to do it, I think.
But we're saying everyone has a different way. You've heard me picking things up and we said that we both went and picked out a whole bunch of comics.
Yeah.
You, of course, have your individual issues that are all the paperback ones. You have your volumes, which is your trade papers, which I've been holding here. You've also got your big omnibuses, so bunch of volumes, and your ebooks. So
yes,
I went to try and describe what an ebook is. I'm pretty sure everyone knows what an ebook is.
Yeah, you read it on the computer.
Yeah, you conveyed it on computer or on your phone or on
tablet.
I think e-readers are a thing. I didn't just invent that, right?
Yeah, no, e-readers are a thing.
E-readers. Shockingly, for the amount that I've just been moving around, and anyone who knows me knows my slight disdain for e-comics or e-books. I'm not going to begrudge people for enjoying that way. I know people who are really fast readers where probably buying them is not the most effective method, given that it is quite an expensive habit. God damn me and my expensive habits.
It's all right,
Mum. I don't have the money for drugs.
You spend it all on comics.
I spend it all on comics, reenactment gear, and Warhammer.
It's worse than drugs.
But I stand by the great Stan Lee's comment on comics. Of course, comics are like books. Comics are like books. Comics are like boobs. It's great to look at them on the screen, but nothing beats holding them in your hands.
Yep.
Wise man.
Very wise man. And for me, like, I don't quite like the issues. I don't like the paper that they're printed on to start with. I hate how it feels in my hand. It feels so flimsy and I want something that's gonna last. So my
why the trades work really nicely.
Yeah, that's what I prefer. I prefer the volumes, and I like that I can read 3 or 4 or 5 or 6, however many they manage to fit in, depending on the length of them, in one go.
Yes,
because I don't like waiting.
it is nice. Yeah. Me being impatient, I remember getting into a couple of comics where I started getting them in the volumes and then discovered it was still going and I was going to have to wait a couple of months for the final volume to come out. And I'm like, no, I'm impatient now.
Yeah.
Give me my thing. So what we should all do is get into comics that are out of print, or not out of print, but like finished, so we can just get it all. So it's why liking certain animes is really difficult.
I don't like, I have read ebooks and I have read a few e-comics, but they're really like not my preferred way of reading them. I'd much prefer to have it sat in front of me, especially with a comic, because, like, I don't know how everybody else reads their comics, you know, like, but I spend so long poring over the pictures because there's things in the pictures. Look at the pictures, people.
Appreciate the artwork.
Yeah.
That's the half of the thing with comics is the artists. The yeah. artists can sell you. Venice, I actually own a comic. I should have got that down thinking about it, but oh well, it's up there. It's called Pathfinder. Nothing to do with the RPG. It's Aww. Just called Pathfinder. And it basically has no writing in it.
Okay.
It's mostly, the whole thing is on its artwork. And its artwork is really weird. But it works.
Yeah.
And it's not a comic that I can easily recommend to anyone.
Yeah.
In fairness, that one took me a little while to find. So, there are some... It's such a visual thing. You can think of a character, you will think of a specific art style.
Yeah.
Everyone knows, particularly like your big comic houses, your DC and your Marvels, they go through periods where certain artists take over for a chunk, and depending on when you came into comics, you might solely think of certain characters in that particular art style. I feel really bad because I've forgotten the guy's name, but he did really distinctive drawing, and it's him that I think of when it comes to Wolverine and the Punisher. Probably most people will actually know who I'm talking about, but I can't remember. And a really easy one that I can remember, though he's a prick, his art is fantastic, and that is Todd McFarlane.
Yeah.
And I always think of his Spider-Man. When I think of Spider-Man, it's the huge eyes. It's really distinctive.
Yeah.
He is. And also then Spawn. So you've seen Spawn with all the pointy... That's Todd McFarlane. So
yeah.
He's got a really distinctive art style. If you can normally don't have to read who did it, you can look at that piece of art.
Yeah.
That's a Todd McFarlane.
Yeah, I was reading a comic recently, and like a full 2-page, so a full spread, was just images. I think on the like last box it had a couple of words on it, but it was just images, and it still told the story. You know, like
double page spread, I love. There are certain ones of those where I would have them as artwork.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of, there's some really good ones. In Sandman, that's a really wonderful one if you want some beautiful pieces of art.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think. There's occasionally some like really nice ones from Batman, actually. Batman occasionally does it. I'm trying to find one in here. I've actually got a Batman comic art open, and I keep finding the single page ones.
Yeah.
But
they also
quite often flow into each other.
Yes. But I wonder actually if that's when having it as an e-comic would be better, because you won't have like the bend from the pages, so you would be able to just not do anything illegal and not print it out, obviously.
No.
That's not what I was suggesting.
Definitely never
at
printed
all.
Out like artwork from a comic.
Nope.
Nope.
Nope, that's not what I'm suggesting. Anyway, moving on. So yes.
Moving on.
That's our preferred ways of reading. So. Yeah.
So we were talking and hinting at about Marvel versus DC, and the way I worded this statement to Becky, I went, Marvel versus DC and why Image is best.
Yeah.
Because for all my love for Marvel and DC, they're amazing houses for producing comic books.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone can name 20 characters from each group. Image Comics, I pick up the most.
Yeah.
Image Comics, I recommend out the most. Because if I want a superhero, I'm going to go to Marvel and DC. But if I want anything else,
yeah,
Image. Because I was saying, when I was picking up all these comics, the most I picked up were Image Comics.
Yeah. And they really do a wide variety of things. You know, there isn't like a cap on what they will and won't do, you know. Yeah. It's not like, oh well, we can't have this because it's too wacky. Or
I mean, for reference, I have a comic from them, I could have got it down, I didn't, called Grizzly Shark. It's about a grizzly bear shark.
Of course.
That is a ridiculous concept as a thing, but it's still a comic. still exists, and you never would see Marvel or DC publish a standalone comic like that. No. But you, Image are happy to do these things. And I wouldn't say Image aren't exclusive for not doing superheroes. They've done superheroes. They actually have done one of my favourite superheroes of late, which is called Invincible. And it is getting an Amazon series, and I'm super excited about it. For anyone who's spoken to me since that trailer came out, I've been like, have you seen the Invincible trailer? It's a thing now. I'm so excited. And it's superheroes, but it's not the same superheroes I've seen every other time. Yeah. It was a nice, refreshing take on superheroes. So that's why when I picked up volume one, I was like, oh, okay, I need volume and two and three now.
Yeah. And they really do, like, push the butt out and do things you wouldn't really expect from a comic book company. So they're the ones who actually published Sunstone, which is the...
They brought out Sunstone.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
Anybody who hasn't read that needs to read it.
It is. It's a beautiful story.
Is that what you're holding now?
Yes, I've got Sunstone. I'm holding Sunstone right now. I love the covers for this. And everyone will kind of go, oh, that's the naughty comic with the lesbians and the BDSM. Yeah. And if that's all you take away from it, then you are seriously missing the point of this comic. Mm-hmm. Because it's about the story inside. I was there when you got that.
I know. This has got volumes 1 to 3 in it.
Oh, no, those are the omnibuses.
Yeah.
this is your volume, because I've got all of these. This is just number one, because it's easier to just pick up number ones, because generally they're the smaller ones.
Yeah.
So yeah, if that's all you take away from that, you're missing the real point of it. Yeah. Also, the artist whose name I'm probably going to fuck up saying, but it's Stepan Sidgic.
You said it differently to how I would have said it, but I don't know if how I said it is correct.
I was about to say, mine's a miles off. Probably we'll find out, and it's actually like Steven says. but his artwork is incredible.
Yeah.
And a huge part of what makes this comic. And that's what we were saying about the artwork is important. And that's the thing with Image. Image comics were founded by artists.
Mm.
And part of why I love them so much, and much as I hate Todd McFarlane, he is one of the founding members of Image, and that was so he could go and make Spawn, things like that. And Spawn is an incredible comic. Todd McFarlane is a prick, but God damn does that man know how to draw and write a comic.
Yeah.
And Image Comics has allowed that stuff to happen. So I think if people only read Marvel and DC, you know, that's good for you if that's all you want. If you want something different, definitely go look at Image. Also, IDW, I definitely lump in there because IDW produced one of my favouritest ever comics, which, unsurprising, because I'm pretty sure Becky has heard me talk about it numerous times, is Lock and Key.
Yes.
And this is something Marvel DC would never publish.
Mm.
It's Cthulian nightmare fun.
Yeah.
With magic keys. For anyone who's seen the TV show that came out of this, please read the comics. It's considerably better. like, by a mile. IDW, you would never get... but I read the first one of these. I immediately bought the rest, discovered the last one wasn't out yet, and got seriously impatient because I had to slow down reading them all. And I, in fact, just read them 4 times before the final one came out.
Because, of course.
Also, that's where my new Ragnarok came from.
Yay!
But I can mention that one next, because... But I do love my DCs. I do love my Marvels.
Mm.
I will never take away how much of an impact they had.
Yeah.
But...
And I think they are definitely, like, the forefront of the comic world. Like we were saying earlier, you know, they're the ones that you mention and people know. Mm. And once you've got people past that... Marvel and DC are the ones, and, you know, push them into other comic books, like, well, not comic books, you know what I mean, comic publishers, like Image, like the other ones, you know, people go, oh, well, you know, they're all right, but these are better. And it's like, yeah.
Well, it's also, like I said, when it comes to recommending, the like with you when I was recommending comics, and I've recommended you I've recommended you a whole bunch of comics now.
Yeah.
Probably all of them have been Image that I have given and directed to you.
Yeah.
Maybe there might be, so I know I recommended Lock and Key to Andrew, so he's had IDW recommendations.
Mm-hmm.
But I have never gone out of my way to recommend a DC or a Marvel comic because everyone knows them.
Yeah.
And I love showing people comics when they're not the ones they're looking for, because you go looking for superheroes, and I'd much rather show people the joy they can have out of something else. Also, Dark Horse. Dark Horse is kind of the weird in between.
Yeah.
Dark Horse is, people know it, but it's not quite as big as the others.
Mm.
Same with Vertigo, although Vertigo has been bought up by DC. And they're closing it because they're pricks.
Yeah.
Just for everyone who doesn't know, Vertigo are the people that produced Constantine. I've probably said his name wrong. Is it Constantine or Constantine? I'm going to get better. Hellblazer, Preacher, things like that. Basically, all the gritty, Sandman as well, all the gritty stuff that DC produced came out of Vertigo, not DC. So.
Yes. But yeah, so that's why Image is best. So what are you
that's
reading?
That's why Image is best.
At the moment.
Yep. What are we reading at the moment? Well, courtesy of lockdown, I am rereading mostly because I can't go get more comic. Also, I'm poor.
The poor comics. Bit really sucks.
Yeah. Please send comics. Yeah. Although I do have a friend that I keep going to see, and each time he backs me off with like books and comics. So
fun.
That's nice.
Yeah.
I have been reading a wonderful comic called Promethea. I don't want to give away about that one because it's absolutely fantastic. It's by Alan Moore. It's not one for everyone. It's not one I'd go out of my way to recommend to people.
Mm.
I'd recommend it to specific people.
Yeah.
But it's probably not for everyone. Shockingly, I have been rereading Lock and Key. That will surprise no one. The one that I was super excited to get was this one. And I realise I've gone this one, and only Becky can see what I'm holding. It's called Ragnarok, and it is the newest comic from Walt Simonson. So anyone who knows your DCs your Marvels particularly will know who Walt and Louise Simonson are, because they're awesome. They created a whole bunch of amazing stories, including The Death of Superman. My preferred Superman comic, which is ridiculous. I had this on my wish list for ages. I, in the end, actually had to get it sourced from the US and sent to me. Because, for fuck's sake, it's not in the UK, really.
No.
And I don't know why. And I have read this now, and now realised I need to source volume 2.
Mm-hmm.
So, if anyone is in the US based and finds Volume 2, could you please send it to me? I would be eternally grateful. It's absolutely fantastic. This I would recommend to people. Even if you're not, like, familiar with Walt Simonson, this would be your first interaction with him. This is an incredible first interaction with him, because this is all him. He's done the art and the story.
Mm.
It's freaking awesome. I don't want to spoil anything that happens in it. Again, this is going to be a spoiler-free zone.
Yeah.
It's called Ragnarok. Come on.
You know what's going to happen.
you're getting a clue. There's Norse mythology in that. I'll give you that much. If you didn't think that was going to be in there, then I'm concerned.
Sorry, I started looking on eBay for it and realised I shouldn't have.
Right. That's enough about... I mean, I could carry on with the random stuff I'm reading because I read loads of things at the same time. What are you currently reading, Becky?
Currently, I am reading a comic book called... Of course it's a comic book. Why did I
would hope it's a comic
that?
Book. If you're about to say, I'm currently reading this wonderful magazine, I would be like, that's nice. That's not really what we're going for today. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I've got this book as well. No, still not quite what we're going for today. Have you got any comics?
Yes, and it's called Kill 6 Billion Demons, which I've only just started. And then I got distracted because I'm also applying for a master's at the moment, so my time is kind of limited.
You're about to lose all of it then, you mean?
Yes.
No comic reading for you for a while.
No. But yes, yeah, so I'm currently, I've got Kill 6 Billion Demons, which is a lot of fun. The art style is a little bit, like, different to a lot of the comics that I've read. It's much more unrefined, if that makes sense.
I do apologise for the dogs.
It's fine.
There is an asshole driving a van outside.
That's always good. But yes. Continue. So, yeah, the art style is a little bit, like, more unrefined than other comic books that I've read, but it's still very enjoyable. And the next one on my list is called Heartbeat.
Ooh.
Yeah. And I just finished Nailbiter.
I really enjoyed Nailbiter. That was something we both picked up at the same time, in fact.
It was, yeah.
Because, shockingly, just before lockdown kicked in the UK, when we could go out, me and Becky went to a comic book shop, and basically, I'm a dreadful enabler, as we've established.
And I went also a dreadful enabler.
this is fine, because what happens is I recommend comics to Becky, therefore that gives me carte blanche to read other comics, so I can tell her if they're good or not, and this is basically my long-winded way of saying, as long as Becky buys X amount of comics, I am therefore allowed to buy X amount of comics too. It's not a healthy habit, and I refuse to deal with it. But yes, we both picked up Nailbiter.
Yeah.
What did you think of it? Did you really enjoy it?
I really enjoyed it.
Yes, I thought it was really good.
Yeah.
Like, I finished it and I was like, I need the next one. So we want to talk about, like, what we want to read. Most of it is we need the next volume.
Yeah, pretty much. I do have, like, a couple of other things that I'm super interested in.
Well, what's like one that's not another volume? What's something that you really want to pick up? That's not either you've read it before or you're currently reading number one.
I had my gift list up earlier and now it's gone because, of course, it has let me see.
Yes, I've had the same issue.
Yes. So, okay, one of the ones that I definitely want to read is Harleen by Stapens.
Yeah, the wonderful person who wrote Sunstone, whose name you can't say, that beautiful human has done a comic called Harleen. It's about Harley Quinn. The art style, I saw that and I went, that's the Sunstone. Because I can never say his name, so I call him Sunstone. Yeah. I'm really sorry, Stepan, or whatever your name is. I'm so sorry, I don't want to cock it up. So I call you Sunstone. And I literally saw Harleen, I was like, that's Sunstone. I recognise that art style fucking anywhere.
That's needed.
that's one on my very much need list.
Yes.
Need to read.
I also have Brink as well, which is by Dan Abnett.
Yes, we haven't really mentioned, like, I've hinted at artists and writers. Yeah. We haven't really talked about them. Ultimately, we can go back and do things about, like, creators we like. Oh, that's a good one. Creators we like.
Yeah.
So that spans most things. We can...
Yeah.
Don't think we'll bring up Tolkien, though. Tolkien's had his days.
Yeah. I just go along my list a little bit, you might also have some of these on your list, but I have
probably
Survival Geeks.
Yep, I think I have that one on mine as well. Sorry, I have like 9 different wish lists.
That's fine. The Complete Scarlet Traces. One that I really, really want to get is Eat and Love Yourself. That just seems so much fun. The girl in it is like a pig, but it's a girl, and I'm just like, I need this.
That sounds like unnatural.
Yes, unless I'm getting the two confused.
You might be.
Yes, I'm getting the two confused.
Because that sounds like unnatural. Which
I do want. You picked that one up, and I really want that one.
This one here.
Yes,
that is called Unnatural, and
that's the pig girl.
The Simple Pig Girl. Literally, it says it on the front of the back. The Simple Pig Girl. This one is really fun. The art style is absolutely beautiful. It is all, animal, humans. I can't remember what that term is.
Mm.
Anthropomorphized?
I think so.
That thing. It's also, got a nice healthy amount of violence thrown in.
Yes.
It's the writer-artist is... Oh, why does everyone have to have names that I'm concerned I'm going to fuck up? But I will... Please don't hate me, person. It Mirka Andolfo? Andolfo?
Yeah, that person.
That person is the creator of this, but did Wonder Woman, Harley Quinn, and DC comic Bombshell series, which I really like.
Nice.
And now, looking at that, realise who else could it fucking be? Because that art style is Bombshell's art style. So, yes. I feel a bit dumb. I also just, like, snapped my nail off getting that out, so ow.
Oh, no. just looking at the Eat and Love Yourself, the one... the thing why I really wanted it, I remember it now, is that it's a woman living with an eating disorder who has to learn how to love herself again, which is like, you don't get many women doing good things in comics, which we'll talk about in a,
we're gonna,
yes, in a later
we're gonna
episode.
We're
going to
talk about women in comics, the depiction of women in comics, and I will... we will have to put a disclaimer on that one because I will talk personally about how comics affected me. They definitely had a real problem with me. I wish that comic existed when I was younger because I definitely would put certain things in comics contributed towards my eating disorder. So, but that's for women in comics.
Yes.
That's definitely one. That's also, I've just looked at that one and I was like, that looks familiar. And I realised it's like on my wish list as well. And I just closed my wish list. Why did I do
that? You numpty. Well, because the last one on my wish list at the moment is Brass Sun and Ragnarok, but we can't get that in the UK, so.
Yeah, you. I was about to say, Becky's going to be looking at me very sweetly and going, can I borrow your copy?
Yes.
I'm sure. And as soon as I'm able to go and physically see you, you're welcome to borrow it because it's fucking fantastic.
Thank you. So, come on then, what's on your wish list?
Well, as I said, loads of follow-ons, volume twos, whole bunch of things like that. I really want to... So I'm trying to find ones that aren't volume twos, cause, or volumes fours, sixes, nines, or things like that, because I really just want to read them. There's one called Spider-Man Blue. I haven't read it. I have been told to read it by a friend of mine, and I really want to get my hands on it. It's apparently a quite difficult one to get hands on. There's another one I want to really read. It's called The Butcher of Paris.
Okay.
That one is actually set in like the 40s and basically there's a serial killer hunting in Paris. It sounds really fun, as people may have gathered from this series. I find serial killers quite interesting. And
my word. And me buff. Anything with serial killers is going to be on the top of my list, which sounds awful.
I know, but I really want to read that. In fairness, also for me, because I have a few that, unfortunately, I lost a huge portion of my comic collection when I was younger due to an asshole. And so I've slowly been trying to re-get it back. There was a comic called Lost Girls. That is not an easy comic to recommend. It is written by a man called Alan Moore. If you know Alan Moore, you will probably be able to work out why. You might not know who Alan Moore is. He wrote From Hell, if you know what that one is.
Nope.
It's about Jack the Ripper. That one I would kind of give to you. That one would be more your speed.
Okay.
Basically, Lost Girls is using characters from fiction, so like Alice in Wonderland, and basically things get a bit racy, shall we say. it's not one that people can hand to children and go, comics are for kids. It's one of those ones where I'd hold it up and go, okay, you let your kid read this. Also, they're absolutely stunning, these I call them tomes rather than comics. My friend has the three now, but they are tomes of Sandman. Literally, you can look them up. They come in huge books. They are like bound, I think it looks like leather bound books. You look like you should have to have them on a lectern to read them.
Yeah.
They are gorgeous. And I love Sandman. So it's one of the things I'd like to pick up. I really need to pick up The Invisibles by Grant Morrison. Because I've been meaning to read that one for a while. And I just never have. I don't know why. It's one of those ones where I keep meaning to pick it up and then something else will grab my attention. Because shockingly, I've got a really bad attention span.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
So... So that's kind of what you want to read. Would there be, like, out of the things that you've been reading,
Yeah.
Like, or like that you've got sat with you now.
Yes.
Have you got something that you would hands up say to me, you should read this?
Definitely. And I can't remember if you've read this one. I think you might have done. Did you read Man Eaters?
I recommended you Man Eaters.
That'll be I know there are definitely some that you didn't recommend. Red Mother?
Nope, I haven't read that one.
Yes, there we go. That there one is really weird. It's kind of like creepy, to be honest. I would definitely recommend this one. This one's actually by Boom Comics.
Boom Comics are good. They produce a fair few comics. I quite like them again. They produce all the Sons of Anarchy comics that I really like.
Yeah.
It's called Red Mother. I will put it on my list now.
Yes. And the other one that I would recommend, again, I don't know if you got this one at the same time as me or if you recommended it, but is Little Girls. Yeah.
No, that was the one, if you'd put it down, I was going to pick up.
Yes.
Because there was only one left.
Didn't we?
We did that. We did that. That was the one where if you put it down, I was going to pick up. It's all right there, because I think that was the day when we were in the Warhammer store and I got the McFarlane Space Marine instead of, and you couldn't, so. I will put it on my treaties.
Oh, I also have Demons Are Fuging by,
The 20th anniversary edition comic.
Yes.
I have that.
I have that. I need to read it. I haven't read it yet.
It's fantastic. Do you know, it's, if people aren't really into Warhammer, but they like comics,
yeah,
I would highly recommend that as one to, it's not to rely on you knowing all the lore.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really good kind of one. Again, not a comic you can really hand to children, because it's Sisters of Battle. You get what you get, but it's a really, and also the art style again is beautiful. I think the 40k art style really lends itself. One that's quite a classic for that is a comic called Nemesis the Warlock. You've probably heard this mentioned by a mutual friend of ours, but the art style definitely, and the characters within it definitely influenced Warhammer. I would stake my life on it, because there are definitely some buzz swords and characters that look a lot like things that we see.
Yeah. So what would you recommend to me out of your pile?
Out of my pile? Well, I know you want to read Ragnarok, so I'm not going to recommend that one. And I know you've read Saga. I think you tried Lock and Key and you didn't really get on with it.
I haven't actually tried Lock and Key. I did watch the TV show. And I actually really enjoyed the TV show. So.
I recommend the comic highly. I'm gonna pick out a couple, and I'm gonna be good. I'm gonna not exclusively pick Image. I'm gonna be trying to be good. I'm gonna try and pick you a Marvel-y and a DC-y.
What?
I know. This is gonna be kind of painful. Actually. Do you want that? I've picked out four for you.
Okay.
So, and we will switch between. We'll do an Image, then we'll do a Marvel or DC. And then we'll do an Image again. So for my first one, have you read Chew?
Chew? I don't think so.
Chew is a fantastic comic. It's an Image comic, because this would not go over. And basically it's about a detective who, if he tastes human flesh, he can see exactly what happened to that person.
Excellent.
And how they died.
That definitely sounds like my type of thing.
It's really fun. The art is fantastic in it again. He's a really lovable character. You just get along with him. This is another one where I need the next one. I think I have one and two. What do I have? One, two, and three. But I need the next one, because I've gunned through it, because it's so fun.
Yeah.
So this is for a DC recommendation for you.
Mm-hmm.
I would recommend Hush.
Hush. Okay.
It is a standalone Batman comic. And it is fantastic as a standalone Batman. You don't have to really read, because everyone knows who Batman is. Everyone knows Batman's backstory. You get a fun foray through a load of villains with a big bad one, Hush, in it. And it's a really fun kind of mystery. If you don't know too much about Batman, you have more fun, because you don't know what's going to come up. If you do, then you get to have fun trying to work out who everyone is and who did what.
Nice.
So I would definitely recommend Hush.
Cool. It is back to Image.
And this one's already come up once, but I'm going to recommend it to you. It's Invincible. It's a superhero comic. It's really fucking fun. And if not, you can watch the show, because the show looks like it's going to stick to it really nicely.
Cool.
But the art style is the same you see in the show, by the look of it. They've literally just taken it off the page. And this comic is really beaten up because I bought this secondhand. Because I buy quite a few of my comics secondhand. And then I had to think for Marvel, because I didn't get that many Marvel comics down.
Mm.
And a lot of my Marvel comics are things like The Punisher. And I don't imagine you'd really get on with The Punisher that much. I'm not saying you won't like his taste in things, but he's not something you can easily recommend, because a lot of the time he just spends murdering people. What I would say is, and I would pick this up as just the noir series, but Spider-Man Noir is a really easy one to get behind.
Okay.
And the noir series is fantastic. As I said, I've got the Punisher Noir. This is the Spider-Man Noir I've got here. There is Iron Man, X-Men, and a couple of others.
Okay.
So I would say, yeah, it's worth it. I don't want to spoil the premise of what noir's about, but it's set, everything's skewed.
Mm.
It's not your usual Spider-Man. So I'd say that one.
Cool. Sounds good. And yeah, that's pretty much where we're at. Obviously, we recommend...
How do I mute myself?
I don't know.
Because you can just talk.
Okay. Obviously, we want to give these recommendations to you guys as well, so if there's anything that you would like to read, let us know and we can list the comics.
If you want to know what we're reading, if you have recommendations for us that you would like to think that we haven't read, as you said, as we've established, Becky is quite a new reader to comics.
I am
a little more seasoned, but as a seasoned, oh my god, I love make myself sound so old when I just said that. But I have not necessarily read everything, so please, I love getting recommendations, I love going and finding new things.
Definitely.
I'm always happy to pick up an issue one, because they're normally about $8.99. I don't mind, I can pick up a couple. If I don't like it, oh well, I'll carry on.
Yeah.
So
move on to the next
one.
But
I'll have to experiment with Red Mother.
Yes. So
that sounds rude.
It's not about anything like that. But yes. Moving on. Tell us your cute animal fact.
My cute animal fact, I actually told this to Becky at the beginning, and she went, "Oh, she did all the cute little noises." But apparently when baby elephants are born, other mothers in the group, because they live in family groups, actually trumpet to celebrate the arrival and they announce the birth of the new baby elephant, which is so cute. It's just they celebrate when a new baby is born.
I love it so much.
See, just proving elephants are freaking awesome.
They are.
I love elephants. They're so sweet. Right, what is your fact?
So my fact is that cows painted with zebra-like stripes can avoid being bitten by flies.
Which I now really want to test.
Yeah, because, like, you know, as most people know, that it's very annoying to have cows being bitten by flies. You know, they can get infected, etc., etc.
Yeah, you can get horrible things. Would that work for most animals? Do you think if I paint a sheep stripey?
Try it. You're the one with sheep.
I don't have any sheep.
You're the one who can get sheep. You live on a farm.
Yes, technically I live on a farm. Does anyone have any animals they can send me?
You have a horse. Fine. You can try it with Robbie.
Painting Robbie.
But you have to paint them with black and white stripes. You can't just paint black stripes.
That means I would have to paint Robbie white to start with, and I don't think he's going to like me if I do that and then paint him again with black stripes.
Possibly.
So if anyone's got a white horse,
yes,
or a cow, could you mind, for the sake of science, painting your animal?
Yeah. It has been suggested that this only works because the stripes may cause a kind of motion camouflage targeted at the insect's vision, confusing them much in the way that you know, optical illusions work on us, and we can't make things work. And it's the same with the flies. So cows, stripy, like zebras, are optical illusions.
You know
illusions.
How you always get harassed by insects at Vike shows?
Pink,
we're
going to
have to
stripy.
Get you all stripy clothing.
Yes.
And then you'll just, like, confuse all the insects and you'll be running around. And then we're going to discover that a load of the Vike have, like, serious motion sickness and everyone's going to be like, oh.
Yeah, probably.
Great way. You could just, what we'll do is we'll put you in the front of the shield wall and you can run up and down really quickly. And everyone will just be like, what? You okay?
Yeah, I just had a message from Soundtrap and I'm hoping that it's going to be okay. And it's only because you muted yourself for a second.
Oh, okay. I did unmute myself. Otherwise, yes. You wouldn't be able to hear me right now. So.
No. It just told me that, like, it wasn't getting input. And I'm really, 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 really hoping that that's just because you muted yourself. But yes. So, let's plug the socials. Remember, we are on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. We also have a Twitch
and a Discord.
All yes. The links are in the description.
Will be below. Please join us. Why did I say below? Because they're below where we're talking from. But please join us. Join our nice little community. We have a really nice, safe little one there.
Yeah.
I have also now set up, thank you, Twitter, a email address for us. So if you randomly want to email us, because you don't have that, I will be sure to drop the email address in the Discord as well, and I'm sure Becky can put it on the description. I don't know why people would want to email us over.
Nope,
perhaps you've got a picture you want to show us and you don't use Discord. I don't know. You can just send me an email and say hi if you'd like. I also love it because our name on the email when I set it up is Becky. So the last name of the account is Becky and the first name is Becca. And I like to switch it round every so often.
Yeah,
so I get emails now saying to Miss Becky.
It works either way. But yes, so episode 13.5 will be out on Wednesday. And that's going to be myths and legends, looking specifically more at the common ones that we didn't cover in our last myths and legends episode.
So the more classic ones that you think of when it comes to myths and legends.
Yeah, like vampires, werewolves.
Yeah. Yay. Then episode 14 is going to be really fun. We're going to talk about not all things weapons, actually. Normally I say we talk about all things. We are not, because we are going to be talking about weapons, but we are not going to be talking about firearms or anything of that type. So if anyone is coming here, going to be listening to that one, expecting us to talk about how awesome the Lee Enfield rifle is, sorry, that will be another episode.
Yes.
We are going to be talking about all things sharp and pointy.
Yay!
Probably most of this will be taken up by swords, axes, spears, bows, things like that. So join us for that.
Then episode 14.5 is going to be women in comics, something that we obviously hinted about in this episode. You're actually going to get it pretty soon.
So
this one's going to probably get a little bit personal.
I've mentioned it will get at least a little bit personal for me. I will say, you know, just as a reminder now, it will get personal. I will be talking about an eating disorder. We will put a disclosure at the beginning, and I will put a little warning if you want to listen. I'll put a little warning when I'm going to bring it up, so you can skip ahead.
And as always, there will be links in the description box with numbers and to the Samaritans, and we will also find a couple of resources for eating disorders and the like. So on that note, we should probably end it.
We will talk at you in the next one.
We will indeed. Bye.
Bye-bye.